Since the recession began in 2001, 54,000 manufacturing jobs have disappeared from Wisconsin. That's a big hit, according to a researcher who put the report together. Laura Dresser is with the Center on Wisconsin Strategy. She says men often hold manufacturing and construction jobs. Plant closures and layoffs have led to a 6.5% unemployment rate for men. That's almost a full point higher than the statewide average. And, Dresser says, manufacturing jobs usually pay pretty well, with a median wage of $14 an hour.
Construction jobs tend to be cyclical and tend to come back, but the manufacturing jobs, this recession has really hit them, and we really have to pay attention to that base of good-paying jobs in Wisconsin and holding on to that base of good-paying jobs in Wisconsin if we want to have a viable economic future.
If things are bad for Wisconsin's men, they're worse for its blacks. Dresser's report shows 19% of black people are unemployed. She says that's four times the average.
What that relates to is also this manufacturing story. A lot of the manufacturing job loss is concentrated in Milwaukee, and that's where our African-American population is concentrated, and then they have suffered from this decline.
Even when things were rosy in the 1990s, Dresser says the state's blacks had recession-level unemployment. She says Wisconsin also has the nation's largest disparity rate among states between blacks and whites when it comes to the child poverty rate. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.